We're picking up on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, the very last line. We're continuing drushes based on the psukim in Yirmiyahu that we've been darshaning earlier. But now we're going to darshan another way. So again, last line of the page. Rish Lakish said, Yimarisa Talmud Shelimudo Kashalov Kavarzel. If you see a student who's studying and his studies are difficult to him like iron, Bishvil Mishnah Soshena Sidur Lav, it is because he has not properly organized his Mishnah studies. If he's having trouble in Gemara, it's because he does not know his Mishnayos well enough. Shinemar's pasuk says, "Zuhu lo panim kilkel," that zuhu lo, he cannot study properly because panim, what was earlier, meaning the Mishnayos which come before the Gemara, kilkel, he had ruined. Ma'ita context, how does he fix this? Yarba b'yeshiva, he should go study in the yeshiva and, you know, relearn the Mishnayos until they're organized well in his mind. Shemar, the pasuk says, "V'chayilim yigaber," that the soldiers will be strong, will keep fighting. Meaning, you have to go back to the yeshiva to learn. V'yisron hachsher chachma, but wisdom is even a better skill. Kol shechina mishnas sedur lo meikara. It would have even been better if he would have acted properly and been wise originally and organized his mishnayos from the beginning. He had a Reish Lakish similar to Reish Lakish, having masader masnisin arba'in zimni kenegin mem yom shenit netora. That Reish Lakish would first review and organize his Mishnayo studies 40 times, corresponding to the 40 days that Moshe was on Har Sinai. V'ayala kamed Rav Yochanan, only then would he go to Rav Yochanan to discuss and learn these Mishnayos. Ravada Bar Abba, Misadar Masnisin Estrin V'arba Zimni. Ravada Bar Abba would review his Mishnayos 24 times, Keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, corresponding to the 24 books of Tanakh. V'ayala kamed Rav, and only then would he go to Rava to study with Rava. Let's see Rashi on that. Shilimudo Kashlov Kavarzel, his studies are as hard as iron. What does that mean? Shikashu Hulo Mirov Kushios, that is difficult to him because of his many questions. Bishvil Mishnah Soshina Sudurolo, if he has so many questions, it's because the Mishnayos are not clear to him. Vena Zilcha Maksiv, but he doesn't remember what the Mishnayos say. Lafichach Einu Yedei Lafarik, therefore he can't answer any questions because he doesn't know the Mishnayos well enough. Inami, or, different possibility, not that he doesn't remember, Shigorsa Batos, that he remembered and studied and probably memorized the Mishnayos, but with the wrong versions. Poter Alechiyov Mechayev Alepater, and he says Pater when it's really Chayev, and Chayev when it's really Pater. Umakshi Lami Duchta Achris, and therefore he creates problems from other places, but really it's just because he has the wrong version of the Mishnah. V'alchi Mashma Kron, this is what the Pasuk means. Vuhu lo, he is not. What does that mean? She'ini yodeshmi watsu, he doesn't know his teachings, his studies. V'pnei she'panim kilkel, because he ruined the panim. What does that mean? She'kilkel b'mishnah, she called him the Gemara, that he ruined the Mishnah, which is lifnim, which is before, comes before the Gemara. How do you fix it? The Gemara says, Yarba v'yeshiva, Rashi, she'asdir b'nei yeshiva mishnah, some that the students in the yeshiva will organize their mishnayos and get it straight. She'namar v'chaylim, that the soldiers bein Talmidim, Shinchayos Chalos, that he should go study amongst the students, which are like groups of soldiers, and that will fix it. V'yisra nehechshir, but kishesider mishnasot tchila, if he would have organized it properly from the beginning, that would have even been better. We said that Reish Lakish would review 40 times, keneged mem yom shenit in the Torah, corresponding to the 40 days that the Torah was given, shetiskayim b'yado, that he would make sure that it was firmly established in his hand, that he knew it very, very well. V'hadar ayel kamed Rav Yochanan l'migmar Gemara, and only then would he go to Rav Yochanan to learn the Gemara. The next thing was Rav Adar Bar Abba, did it 24 times. Keneged Tanakh, Shein Chaf Dalet Sfarim, which are 24 books. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Another interpretation of the previous pasuk. Rav Amar Rava said, Imar East Talmud Shelimudu Kashlov Kavarzel, if you see a student who, again, who's having trouble with his studies, it's as hard, as difficult as iron. Bishvil rabo shino masbir lo panim. It is because his teacher is upset with him and does not give him a cheerful face, and therefore does not teach him as well. Shinamar v'hu lo panim kilkel, that he cannot learn because he has ruined the face of his teacher, and his teacher is not happy with him. He must have done something wrong. So my takante, so what should he do to fix that? Yarbo love Rayim, he should increase his friends that should go to the Rebbe to try to convince the Rebbe that he really is a good Talmud. Shinemar, his pasuk says, V'chayilim yigaber, that you should keep fighting, be strong with the soldiers. You should send more soldiers, your chavrusas, your friends, to the Rebbe to convince the Rebbe you're a good student. The Yisrin Hechshir Chachma, but again, if you're wise, that's even better. Kol Shechinim Huchshiru Maisav Bifnei Rabo Meikara, certainly would have been better if you would have made your actions correct in front of your Rebbe originally, if you would have made sure that your Rebbe always knew that you were a good student. We'll see Rashi on that. Shepanim kilkel, shehirlo panim raus, that your teacher showing you a bad face. Sadi six, a yarba lover aim, increase your friends, lafai, say menesh, yizbar lo panim, to appease the teacher so that he should be happy with you. Back in the Gemara. Vam Rabbi Ami said, Maidich said, what does the pasuk mean? Im yashucha nachash below lachash, if the snake bites without being charmed. Ven yisrin lambahalash, and therefore there is no advantage to the Baal HaLashon, to the charmer. What does that mean? Imra istor shashamayim mishtachin kinechoshes milahorid halamatar. If you see a door in which the heavens are turning red like copper because they're not bringing any rain, why is that? It's bishvil lo chashay lechishos. It's because of those, because of the daveners. What does that mean? Shein bedor, that don't exist in the generation, since they're not davening properly. Therefore, that's why there's no rain. That's what the pasuk means. Im yashucha nachash, if the sky is turning like copper, like nechoshes, and not raining, below lachash, it's because no one is whispering their quiet philos. Continuing, the Gemara might have a sense, so how do you fix that? You should go to a pious, righteous person who knows how to daven, so that he can either daven for you or help you daven. Dechsiv, yagid alav reyo, because the pasuk in Iyov, which is in the parsha of dealing with rain, says yagid alav reyo, which here we're reading as reyo, his friend, should be magid for him, should talk, should pray for him. Vein Yisrael Labal Halashon, what is the continuation of the pasuk in Kol Shemin, that there's no advantage to the Baal Halashon, to the one who can talk? Umisha Efshalo, what does that mean? Umisha Efshalo Lilchosh, someone who can daven, does not daven, Mahana Yishlo, what benefit does he get? What advantage does he get from that? Why would someone not daven if he could? If you can daven and you don't daven, you're just, you're making a big mistake for no reason. Vimlachash Blo Nene. And if you do daven and you're not answered, ma'ase kanteh, so then what do you do? So go to the pious individual of the generation so that he should daven for you. Shne'emar, vayitzav alav mafkia. As we learned earlier, the pasuk says that Hashem commands the rain according to the mafkia. Ve'ein pigia ela tefila. And the Gemara says that pigia means davening. Shemar v'ata al tispala ba'ad ha'am hazeh. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, don't daven for this nation. V'altisa ba'adam rino tefila. Again, don't daven for them, Valtifka be, don't pray to me. So ultimately Hashem will send rain to those who daven. V'imachash, and if he does daven, V'alsa b'yado, and it works, it rains. Umegis dai to alav, and then he becomes very haughty about that. May the afla olam, he brings anger, Hashem's anger to the world. Shinamar, as the pasuk says in Iyov, mikne af al ola, that he acquires, he causes anger, alola, to the one who goes up, to the one who becomes haughty after he davened. Let's see Rashi on that. Mishtachin alav kinechoshes, the sky is turning like copper, ma'adimim panim, it's becoming red, kain, rodile, like whatever that word means, kamin b'masiyah, as we see in b'masiyah, Deshasech tvei, that it became red. What does that mean? Shehela chaluda, that it became rusty. Shine etzarin milaholrid alam talamatar, because it is not, it's being withheld so that no rain falls. Loch she lachishos, bishvil she mispalin tefila balachash, because people are not davening, they're quiet davening, that's why there's no rain. So what should you do? Go to Yagid alav reyo, yispal alav chavero, his friend will daven for him. Gabe gesham ksiviyov, and that pasuk is written by the rain in Sefer Iyov. Vein Yisrael Baal Lashon, but there's no advantage, there's no nothing positive for the Baal HaLashon, for the one of the tongues, the one who knows how to speak and daven. Klomar, Mahana Yishal Baal Lashon, what benefit is there to the Baal HaLashon? She yodeh lechash v'ino lechash, who knows how to daven and doesn't. You don't gain anything from that. Only someone who's just cruel and not sensitive does that. And if you become haughty after being answered, Mikna Af Allah, Rashi says we read that pasuk as mak na'af, he acquires or causes anger. Misha megas daito vola, who does that? Someone who is haughty, and vola, you know, is going up, thinks he's so great. So we should daven, but even if we're answered, we shouldn't become haughty if Hashem answers us. Continuing in the Gemara, five lines up from the wide lines, Rava Amar Rava said, darshaning this pasuk in a different way, Shnei Talmidei Chacham Shiyoshim V'Irachas, if there are two Talmidei Chachamim who live in one city, Ve'inochen Zelazen, they don't get along, they're not nice to each other, Bahalacha, in matters dealing with Halacha, Miskanen Ba'af, so they cause anger, Umalen Oso, and they bring it upon themselves. Shinemar Mikna'af Alola, that they cause anger, and it goes up onto them. We'll see Rashi on that. Ve'nochen zelazeh, v'hachi mashman, this is how you read the pasuk, b'shvil shetzarach lahagid zelazeh, again, because this is the end of the pasuk, mikna'af alalah, the end of the pasuk of yagid alav reo, that his friend will talk about him or to him. So Rashi says, b'shvil shetzarach lahagid zelazeh, because they really should be talking to each other, u'lios nochem ba'alach, and to be pleasant to each other in halach, and discussing halachic matters together, and cooperating with each other, but since vein and osin, since they don't do that, Mekana, what does that mean? Miskanin, umiskarin, they are causing jealousy and anger, ba'af, and anger. Umalin oso, mvin oso aleihem, and they cause it to come up, to anger, to come up into the world, and they bring it upon themselves. V'yeshkor, as Rashi says, there's a different version of the Gemara which said, v'nochen zelazeh b'halacha, if two Talmidei Chachamim are pleasant, do work together, do discuss halacha together, miskanin ba'af, so then it causes anger. What does that mean? Mishi agid alav reyo, someone who talks with his friend shenochen zelazeh, that are nice to each other. Miskan ba'af umalim oso me'aleim, so they cause the anger to go up and be removed from each other. So either way, same idea, that if two tanochem don't get along, they will cause anger to come to the world. But if they do get along, they remove anger from the world. Back in the Gemara, second line from the wide lines, Amarei Shlakesh, Ma'idechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, again, we had quoted this pasuk earlier, Im yashucha nachash b'lo lachash, if the snake bites without the charmer, vein yisrin l'ba'al halashin, so then there's no advantage to the ba'al halashin, to the one who knows how to speak to charm the snake. What does that mean? Lasid lava in the future, miskabsos ubos kol achayos eitzol nachash, when Hashem is judging the world, all of the animals will gather together and come to the snake. Va'omrim lo, and they will say to the snake, Ari doris v'ochel, the lion kills its prey and eats it. Ze'ev tarif v'ochel, and similarly the wolf also kills its prey and eats it. So we understand why they kill it, because they need the food. Atam mahana yeshulcha, but you snake, what benefit do you get from killing people? You bite people and poison them, but you don't eat them, you just kill for no reason. Amar lahem, the snake responds to them, ve'in yisrael l'ba'al lashon, and what advantage, what positive does the Baal HaLashon, to someone who speaks Lashon Hara, get? So too, people speak Lashon Hara even though they don't get anything out of it. As opposed to if you eat something not kosher or do something else, we understand you can sin because you have a taiva to get some pleasure. But Lashon Hara, you simply are damaging someone even though you don't get anything in return. Let's see Rashi on that. Ari doris v'ochel, miyad v'ina misyare, he immediately eats it and is not scared. Torif ochel, the wolf, is torif and eats his prey. Shemolich lechorv, he brings it to his holes, to his lair. Vochel shem, and he'll eat it there. Shemafachim in Ibrius, because he's scared of the other animals or people. Chulanish lamhanav, both of them have get benefit from what they kill. But again, that's Rashi, I guess, is just explaining why we use different words of doris and torif for the lion and wolf, because the lion does it out in the open, the wolf brings it back and eats it secretly. But ulecha, you the snake, mahana yishulcha, what benefit do you get? Shatan noshech b'nei adam, you bite people b'horgan and kill them, and you don't get anything, you don't eat them. V'hu omer, the snake will say, ma yisrael l'ba'al halashon, what advantage does the lashon hara person get? Shemasaper lashon hara, the one who speaks lashon hara. Shafi shein lo hana, even though he doesn't get any benefit from it, still he hurts people. Ulefichach me'viu kadosh baruch hu, that's why Hashem brings the nachash, Hashem brings all the people to be judged etol nachash near the nachash kiddush yispaish mifnei shehesi adam arishon, because the nachash will be embarrassed that he caused adam arishon to sin even though he didn't get anything out of it. And then, accordingly, those who speak Lashon Hara will be embarrassed. Back in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Ami said, Ein tefilaso shel adam nishma'as elam kein meisim nafsho b'kapo. A person's tefilas will only be heard if he places his soul into his hands, meaning he pours out his soul and he is sincere and has true kavanah in his davening. Shnemar's pasuk says, Nasal levavenu el kapayim, that we lifted our hearts up, either El Kapai means to the heavens, or El Kapai means with our hands. So you have to place your soul in your hands and have kavana. The Gemara says, Aini is a sova, ha'ukim Shmuel amora, ale, but Shmuel set up an announcer, vidarish, and he darshaned as following, vayfatuhu b'fiyem, they seduced them with their mouths, uvilshonam yachaz v'lo, and they lied with their lips, with their tongues, excuse me, v'libam lo nachon imo, and their hearts were not with him, v'lo namnu b'vriso, and they were not trustworthy with the covenant, meaning it's describing people who are insincere, who are liars, who are fakers. Nevertheless, later the pasuk says, but God is merciful and will forgive sin. So you see that Hashem forgives people even if they are not sincere. Where it says, Lokash, I have a difficulty. When an individual is davening on his own, he has to have kavana and he must be sincere. But when he's davening with a tzibor in a community, so then, because of the merit of the community, his tefillos may be answered, even though he was not completely sincere. Let's see Rashi on that. V'libam el nachoni imo, lo nachoni imo, their hearts were not with him, ima kadosh baruch hu, with God. V'afal v'kein, nevertheless, kasuv v'samach, it says right after that, v'hu rachum yechaper avon, that Hashem forgives our sins. V'shamei tefillosam, and listens to our prayers. So how do you say that tefillahs are only listened to if a person places a soul in his hands, meaning he has kavana? You see, even not so. Or says, no, that's bitzibor. Tefillahs and nishmas, vafi shein leiv kulam shalim, that in the community, their tefillahs will be listened to even though not every person's heart is shalim, is 100% committed. Kedachsev, the pasuk says, "Vayifatuhu b'fiyam." They seduced them with their mouths, b'dvarim, with words. Lashon Ravim, it's written in the plural that they did this. They seduced him. They were not sincere. So you see, it's only when there's a plural, when it's a community, will your tefillos be accepted without pure kavana. But b'yachid, when it's an individual, eino ela imkein libo mechuvan. That's only you will only be listened to if you are sincere and have kavana. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ami said, "Ein gesham ni yordim ala b'shvil bali amana." That rain only falls for people who, for the bali amana, people who are trustworthy in their business dealings. They are honest. Shneimar zefazik says, "Emes me'aretz titzmach." That truth will sprout from the ground. V'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, and then righteousness will flow from the heavens. So only when there's truth in the ground, when people are honest in their business dealings, then will it rain from the heavens. V'amar Rabbi Ami also said, Borei kama gedolim bali amana, come and see how great people who have amuna are, who have trust and faith in God. Minayin, from where do I know this? Mechulda ubor, from the famous story of the weasel and the pit. We'll see Rashi from that, what that story was. Uma hamamin bechulda ubor, just as the person who had faith in the weasel and pit was, saw his faith upheld, certainly someone who has faith in Hashem can rely on that faith. We'll see Rashi on that. When the truth sprouts from the ground, when there's trustfulness and faith in business, then the righteousness will flow from the heavens, which refers to rain, which is a charity that God gives us. Mecholdo ubor, from the weasel and the pit, shemisu shnei bnei adam, that killed two people. What is this referring to? Rashi says, Matzihu b'agada, this story is found in the Agada and Midrashim. What happened? Maisa b'bachor echas shenasin emunaso l'riba achas shisa'ena. That there's a certain young boy who was trying to convince a girl to marry him. Amra. she said, "Mi meyed, who will testify that you will marry me?" Because the boy was going to leave, and she wanted a commitment that the boy would in fact marry her. Vayisham bor echad, there's a pit there. V'chul echad, and a weasel. Habachor, Amar Habachor, so the young boy said, "Bor v'chul da eden b'davar, that the pit and the weasel shall be our witnesses that I will come back and marry you." L'yamim, at days later, meaning many years later, Avral Munaso, he broke his word, the young boy. V'nasa achers, and he married another woman. V'holish, they bought him, they had two children. Echad nafal abor, but one of the children fell into the pit, umes, and died. V'echad nashchaso choldo umes, and another one was bit by the weasel and died. Amrlo ishto, so his wife said to him, "Ma maisa huzesh, banenu mesin b'misa mashino, what is this that's causing our children to die in such strange ways?" Amrlo kach v'kachai maisa, so he told her this was the story, and therefore, and she said, you have to marry that first woman. So he divorced her and remarried the first woman. That's at least how Tosis ends the story. So what do you see? You see that if you, just as in the story, the person made the pit and weasel his witnesses, and he could rely on that. So too, Rashi Hamam and Kosh Baruch Hu, if someone believes in God, Shemesimo Eid Beinola Bein Chavero, and makes God his witness between him and his friend, if he makes a certain promise, Achas Kamakama, so too, he can rely on it that Hashem will make sure it's true. Back in the Gemara. Amar V'Yochanan, V'Yochanan said, Kol Masik Asasvel Milmata, anyone who improves himself and makes himself into a tzaddik below in this world, Masikin Allah Adin Milmala. So the Hashem is Masik, the judgment from above, meaning he actually is more strict with the judgment, meaning he makes a judgment tzaddik, makes a judgment very accurate and just, and doesn't give him any mercy. Shnemar, we'll see why that is. Shnemar, the pasuk says, "Emes me'aretz tzmach," that when truth sprouts from the ground, "v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf," that tzedek will come from the heavens. It doesn't say tzedakah, righteousness. It says tzedek. Tzedek means justice. Let's see Rashi on that. Hamatzik asmo, someone who we'll see Rashi explain shemachshir makashay ma'isav, that he makes his actions proper and beautiful. So matzdikin alav, what does that mean? Medakdikin imo, Hashem is exact with him. Afil kechut ha'sa'ara, just like a string of hair. Yoser mishi'ilu makalko ma'isav, and he's more strict with him than if he would just be a bad person, if he would have bad ma'isim. So why does Hashem do that? K'dei lamarik avonosav, Hashem is strict with him in this world in order to remove and cleanse him from his sins, so that in olam haba, he will only get reward. Shnemar, the pasuk says, emes me'aretz tzmach, when truth sprouts from the ground, as tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, so tzedek comes from the heavens. Tzedaka inksiv kan, doesn't say charity, el tzedek, says justice, damash medim, which sounds like strict law, that when there is truth, when people act properly, then they're actually judged more carefully. Back in the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Abin Amar Rav Huna Mehachi, he said you can learn that concept from here, ukiyiratcha evratcha, just like your fear, so too your wrath, meaning someone who fears God more will receive more of God's anger. Rashi on that, ukiyiratcha evratcha, almishu yariyoscha, someone who fears you, atamachzik evratcha, you actually strengthen your wrath, your anger towards them, k'dei lamarik avonosav, in order to cleanse his sins. Upshata mikra, the simple meaning of the pasuk though, is miyodea oz apecha, who knows the strength of your anger, miyodea oz zekoach, who can understand your power, limso so lanus mifanecha, in order to be able to run and hide from it, biyom apcha, on the day of your anger, uchiyaratcha evrasecha, and just like your fear, so too your wrath. What does that mean? Kshem shata yirui umufucha, just as you are feared, just like God himself is feared, kach yesh lisari lispachet me evrasecha, so too someone should fear God's wrath. But Argumar darshan is it that just as someone fears God, so too Hashem will have more wrath for him. Reish Lakish Amar, back in the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Mehacha, you can learn this concept from here. Pagata es sas, v'oset tzedek bedrachecha yizkerucha, hein ata k'tzavta v'nechata behem olam v'nivasha. That you have encountered the one who is happy, v'oset tzedek, who does justice, bedrachecha yizkerucha, in your ways they remember you, hein ata k'tzavta, but you have become angry at them, v'nechata behem, v'nechata, because we have sinned, behem olam nivashaya, forever, and we will be saved. So let's see Rashi, how we darshan that. Tagata sas v'usa tzedek v'misha samach v'usa tzedek, someone who is happy and does justice, he does the mitzvahs, shein osen kach b'drachacha yazkirucha, that they do so and they remember you in your ways. So oso pogebo im chote klum k'mo v'ifka bo v'yomas, so you will encounter him, you will punish him if he sins at all. As the pasuk says, "Va'yisko bo v'yomas," that he encountered him, meaning he attacked him and he died. Krahachihu, and this is how you read the pasuk. Vagata sas v'osat tzedek, that you again you've attacked the one who is happy and does righteousness. V'hena osin kach b'drachecha yazkirucha, and they do this in order to remember you in your ways. V'osin drachim shatam yasran, meaning your ways, the ways that you punish them. Surin, with your punishments, yazki rucha letova, they will remember you for good. V'amrim, they will say, hein ata katsavta, you have become angry at us, b'shvil shechatanim, because we have sinned behem, behem olam v'nivasha, b'shvilam, nivasha l'olam habas, that through them, through the punishments of this world, we will be saved for the next world. So this is the third source for this idea that Hashem judges the righteous more strictly, at least in this world, than the way He judges the wicked. Finally, back in the Gemara, Amar Rishu ben Levi said, Kol ha-sameach b'yisurin shabayin, all of someone who rejoices in the punishments and the bad fortunes that come upon him and take it as a kapara from Hashem, mevi Yehoshua l'olam, he brings salvation to the world. Shinamar, the pasuk says, Bahem olam v'nivasha, that through them, through the punishments, the world is saved.